An owl went overhead, pale and fast, and I wondered what augury that was. Far off to the east, up the coast, far beyond the Pedradon, a tiny fire flickered, and that too was an augury, but I could not read it. "My men are good men," Odda said, "but if they are outflanked..." Fear was still haunting him. "It would be better," he went on, "if Ubba were to attack us." "It would be better," I agreed. "But Ubba will do nothing unless the runesticks tell him to do it." Fate is all. Ubba knew that, which is why he read the signs from the gods. And I knew the owl had been a sign, and it had flown over our heads, across the Danish ships, and gone toward that distant fire burning along the Sefern's shore. And I suddenly remembered King Edmund's 4 boats coming to the East Anglian beach, and the fire arrows thumping into the beached Danish ships, and I realized I could read the auguries after all. "If your men are outflanked," I said, "they will die. But if the Danes are outflanked, they will die. So we must outflank them." "How?" Odd asked bitterly. All he could see was slaughter in the dawn, an attack, a fight, and a defeat. But I had seen the owl. The owl had flown from the ships to the fire, and that was the sign. Burn the ships. "How do we outflank them?" Odda asked. And still I remained silent, wondering if I should tell him. If I followed the augury, it would mean splitting our forces, and that was the mistake the Danes had made at Aesk's Hill, and so I hesitated. But Odda had not come to me because he suddenly liked me, but because I had been defiant with Ubba. I alone on Sinwit was confident of victory, or seemed to be, and that, despite my age, made me the leader on this hill. Elderman Odda, old enough to be my father, wanted my support. He wanted me to tell him what to do, me who had never been in Great Shield Wall. But I was young, and I was arrogant, and the auguries had told me what must be done. And so I told Odda. "Have you ever seen the Shade of Gengen?" I asked him. His response was to make the sign of the cross. "When I was a child," I said, "I dreamed of the Shade of Gengen. I went out at night to find them, and I learned the ways of the night so I could join them." "What has that got to do with the dawn?" he asked. "Give me 50 men," I said, "and they will join my men, and at dawn they will attack there." I pointed toward the ships. "We'll start by burning their ships." Odda looked down the hill at the nearer fires, which marked where the enemy sentries were posted in the meadow to our east. "They'll know you're coming," he said, "and be ready for you." He meant that 100 men could not cross Sinuit's skyline, go downhill, break through the sentries and cross the marsh in silence. He was right. Before we had gone 10 paces, the sentries would have seen us, and the alarm would be sounded, and Ubba's army, which was surely as ready for battle as our own, would stream from its southern encampment to confront my men in the meadow before they reached the marsh. "But when the Danes see their ships burning," I said, "they will go to the river's bank, not to the meadow. And the river bank is hemmed by marsh. They can't outflank us there." They could, of course, but the marsh would give them uncertain footing, so it would not be so dangerous as being outflanked in the meadow. "But you will never reach the river bank," he said, disappointed in my idea. "A shadow walker can reach it," I said. He looked at me and said nothing. "I can reach it," I said. "And when the first ship burns, every Dane will run to the bank. And that's when the 100 men make their charge. The Danes will be running to save their ships, and that will give the 100 men time to cross the marsh. They go as fast as they can. They join me, we burn more ships, and the Danes will be trying to kill us." I pointed to the riverbank, showing where the Danes would go from their camp along the strip of firm ground to where the ships were beached. "And when the Danes are all on that bank," I went on, "between the river and the marsh, you lead the third to take them in the rear.